fears that God will try to control her and push her into a lifestyle that's devoid of fun. So some people ask me whether it's okay to speak directly to God or to the angels, or whether this is blasphemous. I certainly prescribe that we should follow our personal beliefs. However, if God and the ascended masters and the angels are truly one, then why would it be wrong to talk directly to them? Aren't you merely accepting a gift that heaven has bestowed upon you? After all, you and your angels aren't conspiring against God in some sort of mutinous plot. The angels, as well as your higher self, will never defy God's will, so there's no chance that you might make a mistake. The angels are aware of your dream of fear, as well as the truth of divine affection. God, being all-loving, has no awareness of anything but love. The Creator can tell when your consciousness is shut away from Him and that you're having a bad dream, but He can't tell what its contents are because He only sees love. Otherwise, God would be required to be less than 100% love to see anything bad. The angels, however, are a bridge between the truth and the nightmarish illusion of problems on earth. The angels can help bring you back from that horror into your happiness.